It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Monday, September 24th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, with a story ahead that will maybe give you a new way to put together a music playlist.
And we'll talk about the cancellation of a pair of upcoming concerts at the Bataclan by a French rapper who's Muslim. But first, a few of today's music news headlines. SiriusXM is buying Pandora for a cool $3.5 billion.
Ooh, man, that just feels like the giant. That has to be, are they now the biggest? Because that is huge. Pandora plus Sirius is just mind-blowing to me.
It is huge. It gives them that cross-platform reach across satellite radio and streaming. Sirius says that what they want to do is to give a good free option to listeners who try out the subscription-supported satellite service but don't decide to get a subscription. This way they can listen to Pandora for free, and that can still be their entree into the Sirius family of offerings. So Saturday night wasn't necessarily Paul Simon's last live performance ever, and certainly not the last music he will ever make, but it felt like a big goodbye as Paul Simon wrapped up his farewell tour with a show right near where he grew up in Queens, New York.
Oh, that makes me so sad. I hope that he does go and still play some shows, because I have yet to see Paul Simon, and that's kind of one of those on my bucket list.
Yeah, and apparently he still puts on a great show. Billboard says, quote, "The mood of the night was overwhelmingly celebratory, more silly than serious."
I started writing songs. I was 13 years old, about a 20-minute bike ride away from right here.
He talked a lot with fans. He even brought out a baseball glove and tossed a ball back and forth with some members of the audience in tribute to his schoolyard days. He played a lot of songs that were appropriate for the occasion, including Still Crazy After All These Years.
And we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy.
Carrie Underwood has outsold even Cardi B, racking up this year's biggest sales numbers for a female artist as she cruises to number one with her album Cry Pretty.
You know what? Country still is huge.
Totally.
Despite, you know, it seems like it's been a big year for hip hop in general, and I feel like pop music has taken a bit of a dip, but man, country still making a go at it.
And moves a lot of units at those big box stores like Walmart and Target. She sold a lot of albums that way, and she became yet another artist to pave her way to the top by bundling albums with concert tickets.
Jay, I have a very serious question here for you.
Yes.
Is everything in life predetermined, or do we have free will?
Can I say both? Is that wishy-washy?
Well, you know, okay, philosophers have been debating this for years, and you know what? There's another check in the determinist side of things, courtesy of a new Spotify feature. So apparently Spotify will help you if you need a little bit of help putting together a playlist. How? By digging into your DNA, which sounds a little scary. And there is kind of that like privacy and security issue. This is because Spotify is teaming up with Ancestry.com, and they're helping you create these individualized playlists based on your genetics. And what does that really mean? Well, according to Spotify, they'll help you get in touch with your roots by literally tracking down your heritage and picking out songs that correspond with your genetic makeup, basically where your family is from in the world, which sounds like, to me at least, I'll be listening to nonstop Godfather. Jay, what would yours be?
So I have not taken a DNA test, but based on what my parents have told me about my family heritage, my playlist would start out with some kind of Irish jig or what have you.
Nice.
Then would go into like one Norwegian death metal song, and like all the rest would be polka. Just straight polka.
Yep. Yeah, you know, when you're Sicilian, all you get is the Godfather. So I feel like that's basically all mine would be. And if you are asking yourself, what about that privacy? What about security? A rep for Ancestry.com said that the service works by users providing Spotify with a list of their ethnic regions, and then that based on their DNA test results. So it's not actually like stored on the server. You have to opt in a little bit. But I don't know about you, Jay, but I'm going to keep my DNA to myself for just a little bit longer and just take small pleasure in the idea that I do have some small control over my life by creating my own playlists.
Madine is a French rapper who's Muslim. He's canceled a pair of upcoming concerts at the Bataclan in Paris. The reason he says he's doing this is for safety concerns and out of respect to the families of the people who were killed by terrorists in a 2015 terrorist attack on the Bataclan. He was excited to play these shows. He even released a song called Bataclan, where he sings about and raps about being excited to play this legendary venue. But when his shows were announced, members of the far right in France complained, protested, launched a big campaign saying, you know, he's had a lot of different lyrics and this is just too provocative. This shouldn't happen. And they said they were going to stage protests. And eventually Madine just decided, you know, the safety factor is not worth risking. And he had to sadly call those concerts off.
Yeah, and the Bataclan is in a lot of people's mind. The reason why it might sound familiar to you is because that is where there was a shooting incident at the concert for Eagles of Death Metal. It was pretty horrific. And now that place is kind of known, sadly, for that as a marker in its history. So it makes it even more interesting that this is now a canceled show.
It seems like a shame in a sense that, like, if the terrorists were hoping to stifle free expression and the happy gathering of people to celebrate music and diverse perspectives, it seems like they've certainly won by forcing this show to be canceled. In an Instagram post announcing the cancellation, Madine quoted a line from his recent song, quote, "All I wanted to do was play the Bataclan.
Tout ce que je voulais faire, c'était le Bataclan. Le Bataclan."
Weezer's cover of Toto's Africa has turned into one of the biggest hits of their career.
It's sad in a weird way that Weezer is now our most popular cover band.
Everybody wants to hear this song. It's now tied with Perfect Situation for the second biggest hit of their career, with Beverly Hills still being their only song to break the top 10. But this Africa train just keeps on rolling for this band, and they are adding some fuel to what fuels a train. The
coal?
The furnace. So they're adding some coal to the furnace of the Africa train by releasing a new music video for the song. And there are just a lot of layers here. So the video is already for a cover song, and then the video itself is a remake of their video for Undone, the Sweater song. Except in the Africa version of the Undone video, Rivers Cuomo is in effect covered himself by a guest actor who comes in to play Rivers Cuomo. And who would you cast to play Rivers Cuomo in a video?
It would have to be somebody with glasses. I don't know, like Ben Stiller or something.
How about Weird Al Yankovic?
That's better.
With a sweater and with an accordion that he jams on. And, you know, for all the levels of irony and meta here that you may or may not want to parse through, I am never going to say no to the opportunity to watch Weird Al stand up there in a sweater and shake his hips.
I hear the drums echoing tonight, but she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
If you want to enjoy that video for yourself, you can see it over at thecurrent.org. That's today's music news. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Luke Taylor. If you're enjoying this podcast, tell your friends. We're a new podcast. Not everybody knows that they can get music news highlights and important updates on what's going on with Weird Al Yankovic in podcast form.
And who doesn't want that, Jay?
No one.
Plus, don't forget that we do have a newsletter option for you as well. If you enjoy hearing about music news in your inbox, you can sign up for that at thecurrent.org as well.